I am Hashem. Pasuk starts with Hashem Elokim, Midas Hadin, and finishes with Ani Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rashi says, why does it start with Elokim, Midas Hadin? Diber Itay Mishvot, Al Shemishu V'Daber, V'Loimar, Loma Har Yosef Lom Hazeh. He spoke with him Diber Mishvot, because Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of last week's parasha, Loma Har Yosef Lom Hazeh. So Chasam Sofer says in Mechudesh Nekipshad over here. Yeh Taket, he spoke with him Diber Mishvot, over Afal P. Kain, Moshe Rabbeinu received tremendous schar for speaking like this. What's the shot? He spoke to him, Taki, very stark. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was speaking in that proper way. The Yafal P. Kane, he spoke to that Taki, which Baruch, Lomar Yosef, Lomar Shlach Tony, why did you make it for this nation? You didn't save them. And he knew that he was fit to be punished for this, but because he was Moshe Navshe for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and he felt the pain of Klal Yisrael, he was willing to speak this way and take the punishment, Afal Pi Kein, because this was for the sake of Klal Yisrael. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him schar. Da'avar l'kim al Moshe over fort, the Yomer Lov Ani Hashem, he was megalot to himself in a way that the Ovis HaKadosh never saw. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zeich to bring this gilui of Yudkei Vovkei to himself and to the Bnei Yisrael? Something that the Ovis HaKadosh would never Zeich do. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader as the Rei Naaman of Klal Yisrael. He was willing to get a patch from Hashem. To conquer from Hashem, you know, to Hashem was giving Musar. It's bad enough if a Rosh Hashiva gives Musar. Mashgiach places into you. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dibur Yitay Karshas, we can't understand what that means. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he wasn't doing the right thing. And he knew that he's going to get it from Hashem. But he was willing to do it anyway because he felt the pain of Klal Yisrael, and he was the right Amot. Even though he didn't speak the right way, of Rani Hashem, you're going to be zayit to a gilui. There's the Avos HaKadosh when I'm zayit. The reason is simple: because the Avos HaKadosh never had to lead such a gilui. That he had followers, but to lead the Bnei Yisrael, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. And to feel the pain of the Bnei Yisrael, all of a sudden Moshe never had to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu had to feel the pain of the Bnei Yisrael, and he put himself out, and he was willing to feel the pain for the sake of Klal Yisrael. He was zeichet to new as galus ani Hashem Yudkei Vavke. So I was thinking with this, you can learn shot in the Gemara. It's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Tanis Daf Chof Hei. It says Lo Oylam Al Yatiyah Chodem Dvarim Kalapi Ma'ir. Person should not speak sharply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shari Odom Godel Hitiyach Dvarim Kolat Ha'ayla V'itla. And Odom Godel, he spoke sharply to Hashem and he became lame for the rest of his life. Umanu Levi, Levi Bar Sisi, Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. The Gemara says he was Geyser Atinus for rain and the rain didn't come. So he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olisa V'yashavta Ba'morayim. The rain came, but Lamaisi was it. So a person shouldn't do that. Shalts of the Kash, that Levi knew this lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're not supposed to speak sharply to Hashem. So why did he do it? The Teretz of Levi, that some say, comes out very good. He did exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He knew that he's going to get a punishment for it. Although the Afal P. Kain, he was willing to do it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And when Chazal say not to do it, a regular person shouldn't speak like that. But Levi Adarab learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that when you're speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael and you have to feel the pain, then it's kedai to get a clap from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be able to be poiled for Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting story by the first Kinesiah Gedoyla. Chabad Chaim was on the train to go to Vienna, to Wien. That's where the first Kinesiah Gedoyla was. And he was sitting next to Rav Meir Don Plotsky, the Baal Kli Chemda. So they were yidden waiting by every stop to see the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim didn't want to go up to greet them. Rav Meir Don told them, why not? He said that all my life I tried to stay away from Kovet. Kovet is a ruchni, is the ketainik. That could take away from your Elam HaBov and Eilu Vilchash. So Rav Meir Don told them, first of all, it's kedai to lose Elam HaBov for the sake of a fellow yid. So, could I to give up a chiddush? Second of all, I don't think that the Rebbe is going to lose his Olam Haba for this. So Chaim says the first time is enough of a dime. You know, you talk about now, basically, it's Kedai to lose a Chaylik, which the Olam Haba for the sake of a fellow. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Kedai to get a clap. Yosef Ben Levi, it's Kedai to get a clap for the sake of the Bnei Yisrael. Va'erel Avraham el Yitzchak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai. I appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov in Kel Shakai, which Rashi says is the form of a promise. Ushmi Hashem, but the name of Avaya, the fulfillment of that promise, Loi Noidati Lohem, in that form, I never appeared to them. So Rashi says, Va'era El Ha'avis. I appeared to the Avis. All the Mepharshim is, my Kamashim, everybody knows. That the Avos were Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And everybody knows that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Avos. So what does Rashi want over here with the Eir El HaAvos? So I once heard a Mori the Kipshat, based on the Ramban. Ramban at the end of Bereishis, which is really a Hagdamah to Shemois, says that the main purpose of Sefer Shemois is that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the material for the Bnei Yisrael and Sefer Bereishis, it was a sifting process till he came to decide who the Bnei Yisrael would be. So finally he came, it was Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the sons of Yaakov, Akulam, Kedoshim. Now it came time to form them. Now it came time to form that Keli, to put them into the Kur HaBarzel, into the iron furnace, and to form them into a Keli. And the Tachlis of the Golas is of the Ramban, to return to the Maila of the Avos HaKedoshim, to be on their same Madrega. We're not on the same Madrega as the Avos, but B'derech Klal, Klal Yisrael should go back to reaching the Midas of the Avos HaKedoshim. What was the riot to that, Zok the Ramban? Because the last pasuk in Sefer Shemos is, Ki Anan Hashem the Onan rested upon the Mishkan, that's exactly the way it was by the Imois. Right? One of the Simonim that the Shinu was there, that was the Onan, was on top of the oil of the Imois. And other Mepharshim Imois of the other Simonim. The Ner Maravi never got extinguished. The Ner was always Dalek in the tent of the Amites. Bracha Mitzuya B'Yisad Alechem upon him. Same thing happened to them. So that was the riot that they reached the Maila of the Avos. But for the Avos to reach their Maila, they had to go through a period where they didn't see the Yad Hashem, where they went through Nisyonis, they went through Hester Ponim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu over here. The Eir El HaOvis. Your tachlis now with Yitzias Mitzrayim is it's supposed to bring you up to the Madrega of getting back to the Madrega of the Avos HaKedoshim. But the Avos themselves went through a period when they only saw Kel Shakai, they only saw the promise, they didn't see the fulfillment. For you to be able to reach the Madrega of the Avos, you also have to go through a period where you have kashas and we don't understand what's going on. The Afal Pikein, your mind and not Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the Haskola. You should be zeichet to come to the Madrega of the Avos. That's why Rashi says over here, the Eirel Avos. Now this pasuk, the Eirel Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Shmi Hashem Lo Yidati Lohem. And then the Torah says, Vaitzei Yeschem, Vitzalti Yeschem, Vitzalti Velokachti, Vaitzei Yeschem El Oretz, Asher Nososi Yeshyodi Lo Seis Oiso, Lo Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov. I'll bring you to the land where I swore I'm going to give it to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. I saw the Moiri the Kipshat from the Radomsky Rebbe to Ferris Shloim. Why is it that in the beginning it says Va'era El Avraham, El Yitzchak, Ve'El Yaakov? It splits them with an L in the middle. And here in this passage, Ve'Hebesi Eschem El Oretz, Asher Nizbatia, La'Avraham Li Yitzchak, Uli Yaakov. Here it doesn't say the word L. Shlomo says up here, the Gemara in Sechus Bav Metzia, Daf Pehe. The Gemara says over there that Eliyahu Hanavi was rogel to visit the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So one day it was Rish Chodesh, and see, he couldn't make it. So he asked him afterwards, what happened? You know, why didn't he miss it? As he said, till I wake up Avraham Avinu, and I have to wash his hands and stand him up till he dies. Put him back to sleep again. Then I have to wake up Yitzchak and wash his hands until he dies. Then I have to do the same thing for Yaakov. So by that time already, all my time got taken up. So they asked him, what did I have to do all three separately? Let them all daven together. You know, as you wake one up and wake the second, you know, don't daven together. So he said, that's impossible because if they all daven together, They're afraid when they're shining, they're going to bring Mashiach Kaidim's Mani. The Kayach of the Tfilas together will bring Mashiach Kaidim's Mani. So Dr. Tiferet Shloim, from Eile, in the beginning when we were talking, still in Golos, Eile Lavrov, El Yitzchak, El Yankiv, then the Abbas HaKadoshim can never be together. Because if they're together, they'll bring the Gula Kaidim's Mani. The Heveshi already, he says, Al Korach is also Remes to Tchias HaMeshi, because the Dor, Hamidbar, the one in Mitzrayim, never went to Eretz Yisrael. So for them, the Heveshi is gone after Tchias HaMeshim. By Tchias HaMeshim already, then the Abbas HaKadoshim could be together. So there it says, Avram, Li Yitzchok, Li Yaakov. Then they could all be together. Goes off the Tiferet Shloim. I saw a very nice Hasidah Shavuot. Vayidaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael. V'lishomu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoyda kosh. Vayidaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael. I saw in the Sefer Pardes Yisrael. It was written by Mashgiach and stolen by the name of Hagoyin Achosir Rabbi Yisrael Moses in Zatzal. So he writes on this pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael. He told the Yidden of Mitzrayim, you are B'nai Yisrael. You are B'nai Melachim. Yisrael is a Lashon of Tzrara. You have a Helig and a Shem. You come from the Abbas HaKadoshim. You are Melachim. And the Melech, you have to lift up your Madrega. They couldn't listen to their Hashivas. They had no idea how Choshev they were. They were so orangutan in the work. They have Avodah Kasha that they B'chlal forgot who they are. So it's the same thing with us. Do we have any idea? A Yid that puts on tefillin every day, a Yid that says Amen Yehoshua Rabbi, a Yid that goes to Davin, a Yid that Beveit the Matayra. Do we have any idea how great we are? That we're Bnei Yisrael, that a child the name Yisrael, a Lashon of Srara. You know, Havas, Lashon Lo Moshe Mikaytzurim. We're so busy. We're so orangutan in our different needs, in our different daily schedule. We're so rushed. We don't stop to think how great we are. And it broke down from one of the stolen rebbes, I forgot already whom. It says that Poshe Yisrael Malay Mitzvahs Karima. People Poshe Yisrael Malay Mitzvahs Karima. So why are they Poshe Yisrael? The Teretz is because they don't have the simcha of knowing who they are. If they would know who they are and how much of a treasure they have within them and how many mitzvahs they have, they'd be different people. But they don't stop to think and have no idea, no answer who they are. That's the way Yidden are in Golos. They couldn't hear this concept that we are B'nai Yisrael because of the pressure and because of the tirdus of the Golos. So could I also mention something I mentioned before, the Rishonim is Kekashim. We know that when the B'nai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, we know, had they been there another second, they would have sung to the Sharnam. So the Rishonim is Kekashim. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep them there that long? The Makkos took a full year. There's a Machlokes, if each Makkah was 3 weeks of Hasra and 1 week of Makkah, or 3 weeks of Makkah and 1 week of Hasra. But either way, why was that necessary? Give a day of Hasra and give the Makkah and finish. You're about it. So Rechaim HaKadosh asks this question. Rechaim HaKadosh asks it, and he gives the Teretz on Kabbalah, whatever it is. But Kibshutei, the Svarim bring down that the purpose of the Makkos was number one, to teach Klal Yisrael, take a look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. Take a look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making your covenant. Take a look how every single thing that was done to you over the last 210 years, every single Zach is paid back over here. It wasn't just to punish Pari. It was to be Mereinim to B'nai Yisrael. That was the Yod Chazok of his running to do you. It wasn't just good enough to take them out of Mitzrayim. You had to take the Mitzrayim out of them. They were broken. They had a slave mentality. They had a mentality of avdus. In order to knock that out, they had to be able to absorb every mach and to study every mach, and every mach had its pratim. Like in the Haggadah we say, Kalmaku, Maku was really branched off into many machos. They had to study it, and this had to elevate them. And that was to take away this kaitzer ruach, avoda kosher, that mentality. That is why they needed the machos to last for such a long time. Who are in Moshe? Asher Omer Hashem Lohem, Hoytzius Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al Tzivoson. They are Aaron and Moshe. Hashem commanded them to take out the Bnei Yisrael, Hey Mabdarim El Paroi, Melech Mitzrayim, Vahoyti as Bnei Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, Hu Moshe Aaron. So Rashi asks, it started out with Hu Aaron and Moshe, why did it have to repeat again, Hu Moshe Aaron? So Rashi, Hu Moshe Aaron, Heim B'Shlichusam U'Vitzikosam Mithil Vatzai. They remained loyal and Emin their Shlichus from the beginning till the end. I saw in the Sefer HaTeres Mordechai, Hagon of Mordechai Rav, Zechetzadik Lebrotha, Talmud of Rabbanan Ber, he was a Rav and a Rosh Hashim in Chicago. He said, what's this Inyan? What's the Chiddush over here? In Emin, Vitzikosam, and their Shlichus Mithil Vatzai. He says, there's no question. Baruch Hu gave them over their shlicha, they were in his sayer, they were in his life. You hear a message from Hashem, time for the Bnei Yisrael to go out, take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. There was a tremendous Islahabas. But then they had to come to Paris palace. And Paris palace was surrounded, like the Medrash says, with wild animals and Gibayrim and the Chashvim and Kominez Achim. First loses courage right then and there. Then they come to Paris, and Paris says, Be Hashem, Hashem, what are you talking about? He makes a little tongue of sand. Then they start realizing this is not going to go so easy. You know, it was very easy when Hashem told it to us. And the Bnei Yisrael got angry at them also. They were facing rebellion from the Bnei Yisrael. So one would have thought that that initial Islahavis would quickly die down. For that, the Torah tells us, Hu Aaron and Moshe, Hu Moshe and Aaron, they were never in their shlichus. They didn't waver in the slightest. No matter what the Shverikaitan were, they saw this as a shlichus from Hashem. They glided with their tzidkis mitchil of Atzai. Now it's this Shabbos is the yard site that the Telzer of Shishiva Rebellion may have blocks on south. So he grabbed a set a little bit of a different niche in this Hu Aaron and Moshe. He said like this. He said a lot of times a person starts an organization with Shem Shemayim, and Mamashi goes with a brand. But then after a while, it becomes his organization. This is my yeshiva, this is my... If you tell him something of criticism, he takes it personally, you know. If you talk of working for Hashem, Abraham, you want to know the best way of being Messiah. But once it becomes the person's baby, so to speak, so it's like already, there's a little bit of an ani mixed in. For that, the Torah tells us over here, that Moshe and Aaron went totally for their shlichus mitchilah v'atzayf. There was no ani, it was total shlichus. Well, Yemeir was in Noah Dovish and Noah Mekayim. I just saw that around couples that saw him used to come to Cleveland to collect for labor. Well, Yemeir used to go around collecting with him. So people in the yeshiva had timers, you know, it's going to take away from our collection, you know. We have to collect for our yeshiva, you're going for a bar. Well, Yemeir said, what are you talking about? He says, my tachlis is not to collect for my yeshiva. My tachlis is to be Mekayim Shem Shemayim. The tachlis is to spread Torah wherever possible. What's the nafkamina if the Torah is going to come out of Lakewood and the Torah is going to come out of Cleveland? The ikkar is the Torah should come out. There was, when Chazanish was nifter, so there was a, they held a hesped in Cleveland for the Chazanish. Well, Yemeir spoke, other Rabban spoke. There was a very, very poor show in Mitzad the Balabata. The Chalal Cleveland in those days was a, State of Israel, that was the Yiddish camp. They were from the State of Israel, Tyrant. Not so much Mashiach Tyrant. Except for Yechidim, of course. So a couple of weeks after the Hesped was the Yeshiva dinner. Everybody comes, and Rosh Yeshiva gives the key address. Well, he got up, and he gave it to them over the head. How you talk him that the Godel Ador is Nifter, and there's a poor show, and he's placed into that. So after a couple of members of Danol came up and said, the yeshiva dinner was supposed to raise money, you know. This is not a way we're going to raise money. This is the place to do it. So he says, we wasn't special with that. Our tachlis is to spread the emes. Dos idos, that's our tachlis. Yeah, make more money. Nish make more money. Our tachlis is, our shlichus is to spread the emes. Dos idos. He was a no deirish, a no mekayim. Dos is who are Moshe, who Moshe are. They're in their shlichus, there was never the little slightest bit of ani. Shaitan posse. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe al Aaron lemur. Ki yedaber aleichem pari lemur. When pari will speak to you saying, tnu lochem oifes. Vamar tel Aaron, kach es matcha, take your stick. The hashlich with me paro, throw it in front of paro, ilusan, it will be a serpent. So what's up is all of a sudden over here? It says, kach es matcha, take your stick, Aaron should take his stick. And took my Luhamu with Moshe Rabbeinu's stick. That had the tzachan ashbiachav on it. So what's up is all of a sudden over here, we're switching to Aaron's stick. So Ibn Ezra writes that this was the matcha of Moshe. It was not Aaron's matcha. And when it says over here, kach matcha, take the matcha shal Moshe and give it over to the hands of Aaron, and he will do it. And he brings Raya for Kach. Oh, but the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'marta l'an Kach es matcha. Correct the Zohar HaKadosh. My time am at Aaron, v'loy matcha Moshe. So the Zohar HaKadosh answers, because the stick of Moshe was Kadosh b'yoser, because it had on it the Shem HaMefayrish. It also had the Tzach HaDash b'yachav. It was taken from Gan Eden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to be metama that matcha with the matas of the chatumim, which it was going to swallow up. So Shalom Gizeh, instead of the matah of Moshe, the Dafka said, kach es matcha to Aaron. As I state in Zohar HaKadosh. I saw a Moedik Epshat from Rabbi Yainasan Eibshitz in the Sefer Teferis Yainasan, that there's a remez over here, Laos Et Lovi. Because it says, Vayasu Damhem Chatumim Mitzrayim Vahatayim Dain. The chatumim Mitzrayim also did the same thing with their kishuv. They turned their sticks into snakes. So Ryan Snipes' text is like this. We find that the Navi Yirmiyah has said the Vua about Mitzrayim, that they're going to be a very lowly Malchus. And they talk a word like that. But the lowliness came, the Iker, when the culture of Hellenism, you know, coming out of Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, that affected the B'nai Yisrael. The whole business of culture, Antiochus came from Syria. But the culture came out of Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, and unfortunately it affected Yidden. And that was the snakes that the Mitzrayim gave off. That was the remnants to this. What happened at the end? The Mata Aram swallowed all of them up. That's a remnants to the Nes of Chanukah, that the Chashmei Noem swallowed up the tzoras that were brought about by the Hellenists that came out of Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. Those are communities and I've said the remnants over here. Vayitzach Moshe Hashem al Dvar HaTzvachim. Moshe Rabbeinu screamed out to Hashem on the matter of the Tzvachim. So Chassam Sofer asks, why is it that by the Tzvachim it says Vayitzach? And you find the marshal by Orai when Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, it says Vayetzach. What's the chilling between Vayitzach and Vayetzach? So Chassam Sofer, that the Gemara in Sukkot Avidalim and Al says, that tefillah tzaddikim is nimshal la'otar. It's nimshal to a pitchfork. Just like a pitchfork turns over the tour, so too the tefillah of tzaddikim on the hapach, the midas hadin to midas arach. By Yitzchak, he said, by yet, by Yitzchak, l'naychach ishtoy, like an otar that overturns the midas hadin to midas arach. She said, by makas tzvardeya, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, to get rid of it, but Lamaisa was not taken away completely. Lamaisa, after things stopped, the dead Tzvardim was still there. It smelled by Yivash HaYor, it smelled up the entire thing. They suffered terribly afterwards. So they couldn't say by Yetah that it was Nishapach, Midas Hadil, Midas Arachman, because they still suffered because of it, because of the after effects of the Tzardaya. Now Shanking by the Oroi, left Tati totally. So there it says by Yetah, Roshan of Atira, there he was Mahapach. The Midas Hadin, the Midas Arachim. Those are the Chassam Sofer. Before the Makkah of Borod, when Moshe Rabbeinu warned Paroi about Borod, he said, Ki ba'pam ha'zois ani sholeach es kol magefoisai el libcho. This time, I'm sending all of my plagues to your heart. The Vilna Gaon asks the question, what do you mean, kol magei foisai? You don't know one makkah, borah. So vosses does kol magei foisai. Zot de gro appears niflum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three different kinds of legions that destroy, and with that, he pays back Rishon that go against his rotzim. Those three legions are Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. And you find in different times of history that he plagued the Rishon with different legions. By Zdoim it says that they were paid back with fire. It burned up the entire place. Doesn't give an ash. By the Dor HaFloga, where they were spread out by a ruach that spread them apart to all different corners of the land. And by the Mabul, of course, it was Mayim. So you see the three different legions attack at different times, lefi what the Mida connected Mida is necessary. In the Makas of Mitzrayim Gufa, you also find these three kaychas were used. Dam and Sardaya came out of the Mayim. Arba was brought by the Ruach. And Shchin was brought by the Esh, Piach HaKivshon, the remnants of a furnace, and he threw it up, he filled up his fist with it, and that brought about the Shchin. So you see that all three legions were used. By Borod, all three were there at the very same time. The Etzem Borod was made out of water, that was ice. Within the Borod was Esh, that was burning away. And the Ruach, Hashem Nosan Kailos Ubarod, the Ruach brought about the tremendous Kailos. So this was a Makkah that had all different Makkahs in it. Papam Azaisan Echishaleach, as Kol Makkah Faisan. So after the Borod, it says, Vayishlar Parai, Vayikra Lemoshe La'aren, Vayimer Aleim Chotosi Ha'poam. This time I sinned. Hashem HaTzadik, Vanim Ami Harishon. I sort of Moshe Shtemple points out that Rashi later on in the Shira says on the Pasuk, Tivla'emoy Oretz, that the earth swallowed up the Mitzrayim, there was Zeichet Tekvura. So Rashi brings down the Chazal that says, why would the Mitzrayim Zeichet Tekvura? Because this time over here, apparently was Moida, and he had sort of like you hear him Juva, Chotosi Hapam, because this, all the Mitzrayim was Zeichet Tekvura. So Dr. Moshe Shtemple, take a look. Pari's Hero Tshuva, was it really such a big Hero Tshuva? You know, he was pressured into it, he was suffering terribly. So it wasn't really the greatest motivation for Hero Tshuva. And his Hero Tshuva lasted, he managed the Tshuva. He went right back afterwards to doing what he was doing until now. But because for the moment he had a Hero Tshuva, he was zeichet that his entire people was zeichet to the covet of having Furah. So Kal V'chaymer ben benoy shel Kal V'chaymer, Yitak has an emes dikya here at Tshuva, where he's not pressured into it. And then he does something about it. Even if, let's say, later on, Yitak goes back to his original ways. But if he had an emes dikya here at Tshuva without any pressure, and Kal V'chaymer, if he did something about it, Kal V'chaymer, the moment he covered that, he was going to be zayin. I wouldn't chance it.